CZ Nick vergleichbar mit Stenik in Deutschland, Verwalter der Top-Level-Domain.cz, hat nach Park zu einem exklusiven Presseevent der Crowdfunding-Kampagne auf Indiegogo geladen, um den neuen Open-Source-Router Tourist Mox vorzustellen. Wir waren vor Ort und haben uns mit André Philipp, CEO von CZ Nick, zum Interview verabredet. Stenik kümmert sich ja eher um die ganzen Domains, aber CZ Nick macht jetzt auch Router. Wie kam es zu der Idee?
You know, we are association and we are much more the association than just registrars. And once in a while, when you know the income from the registration was much bigger than we could spend on it, we were thinking what to do with that. And so we decided to go the other way, to use this money for the good of the internet, for some new projects. You know, it evolved also to this idea to create this new router.
Was haben Sie uns heute Neues mitgebracht?
So we introduced the concept of the router. It's a module router, and we also introduced the module we will start at the beginning. We have four modules. One is the basic module with CPU, but this module is have a Ethernet port and USB 3 port as well, and also SDIO for connection of some additional Wi-Fi modules. So even these modules can be standalone, a kind of server IoT gateway, something that works standalone. But if you want to create a router for it, you need of course some Ethernet ports. So the second module has four Ethernet ports. If you combine them together, you have very small basic router. If you need, for example, additional Wi-Fi on the top of that which is provided with the basic module, you plug another extension module and you can have dual Wi-Fi router to connect to fiber optics. You need some special connection which requires SFP module. We have also a module that has a SFP cage.
Tourist Mox ist der neue Router, den Sie vorgestellt haben. Ihr Fokus liegt ja eher auf B2B oder B2C?
We expect to have various groups of people who will like this project or enjoy it. First, people who are kind of hardware geeks, who would like to play with it, who would like to use it for IoT, Internet of Things, who would like to build their own solutions, people who really likes playing with technology. And for those, I think the basic module, which is very aggressive pricing, would be a very interesting option. We have a company that in Scandinavia who uses Omnia for covering trams and trains by Wi-Fi, and they were one of them who set us the feedback that we should make some simple solutions, maybe limited, that would better fit their needs. So
in diesem Jahr wird der Router auf den Markt kommen. Was wird dann sozusagen ein Router inklusive Case dann kosten?
As I said, it's a modular thing, so the price will differ. The basic module, as it is currently in the campaign, costs just $29, so it's a very cheap module, but probably useful just for people who really understand the technology and want to play with that. If you want to create an access point, a very good access point, it's currently targeted to roughly $100. If you want to build a complete router, you can go from $150 up to $200, depending on the modules you want to add on top of it.
André Philipp, er ist CEO bei cz.nic. André, vielen Dank für das Gespräch.
Dankeschön.